we can. Okay, I think we should dedicate today's shiur. Le'ilu Nishmas, the mother of our Yidid in America, Rav David Sandel, whose mother unfortunately passed away at the beginning of this week, the last. So, Rav David, if you're listening, Amokim Yenachem Eschem Maseich HaVeli Tzion Yerushalayim, and we should only hear Besuras Tevis, and may the Limud Torah that we learn together, and your Limud Torah, Mitzvah Hashem, be an Ilui for HaNeshama in Gan Eden, Mitzvah Hashem. So last time, we sort of finished the piece of Gemara, but we have a lot of Rashi to do. So let's just remind ourselves of the Cheshbon. We had a Chiddush well over a daf ago that Rav Acha said that every single Korban requires its own Tkiyos and its own Shia. And if there are multiple Musafim, two or three on one day, then you'll have multiple Tkiyos. 9 times 2 or 9 times 3, and the Shia times 2 or times 3. And the Gemara disproved Rav Acha from a Braisa, and now from a further Braisa. So if you remember, what was the further Braisa? So let's have a look again at the Gemara. So have a look where the Gemara says, Va'oid. First word on the line is Chotcheichem. So the Gemara says, Va'oid. Tanya, b'choloi shel moyed, b'rishayin mahu oimrim. What did they used to say on the first day of chol moyed? Havu lashem b'nei elim. B'sheni mahu oimrim l'rosh ha-melekim. B'shlishi mahu oimrim yokimrim reim. Marvi mahu oimrim binu boyerim ba'om. B'chamishi mahu oimrim asi reisi misev oshichmoy. B'shishi mahu oimrim yimaitu kol moyesi aretz. 6 days of chol moyed, every day has its own shir. Says the Braisa in conclusion, V'im Chal Shabbos Be'echad Mehem. If Shabbos was Chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, i.e. it did not fall out on the first day of Yom Tov, which would then mean you have 6 days of weekday Chol HaMoed. No, rather Chol HaMoed, one of the days of Chol HaMoed was Shabbos. Now if Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, what shir do you sing on Shabbos? Then it's the Shabbos shir, Mizmor Yom HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, Yemoitu, that's the last of the six, Yitzche will be pushed off. That, for the moment, is enough for us. What do you see from there? The Yemoitu is pushed off. Now, if you hold like Rav Acha, that when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, you will do a double shir and a double tekiyos, then why would anything ever have to be pushed off? Who cares if Shabbos is Chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed? So on that day, you'll do a double tekiyos and you'll do a double shir. So when you get to the final day, why would you say that your Yemoitu has to get pushed off? So what do we see from over here? L'chayra we see in the Braisa not like Rav Acha. And that whenever Shabbos landed on one day of Chol HaMoed, what would you sing that day? Only the Shabbos ones. Which means everything now gets pushed up a day, such that when you get to the last day, and you want to sing Yemoitu, it's too late. There's nothing left. That L'chayra is a big kasha, and the Gemara indeed said it's a tiyukta of Ravina, of Rav Acha. Now, we have some unfinished business on two counts. Firstly, we have to see a lot of Rashi. It's a Hashem, which we'll see now. And something else, if you remember, we finished off last time by saying, it's all fine and well that you can disprove Rav Acha from a Braisa. In fact, even two Braisas. But poor old Rav Acha, why are you blaming Rav Acha? Rav Acha did not invent this chiddush himself. It's based on a braisa, which is based on a pasuk. So how can you possibly point the accusing finger at Rav Acha, as if to say, how could you suggest this chiddush? It's negad a braisa. What do you mean negad a braisa? He brought a pasuk, for goodness sake. He's got a pasuk. So I don't know, the braisa is difficult to understand. Why is Rav Acha in trouble? So what is the obvious answer? What must be the answer to that question? The only answer you can possibly suggest to that question is, what the Gemara means to say is, it's not true. That's your interpretation of the Braisa, and in turn of the Pasuk. Meaning, if the Braisa would be absolutely black and white, non-negotiable, non-interpretable in any other way, then Rav Acha is not to blame. All he did was quote a Braisa. I've got another price that contradicts. I don't know, I have nothing to tell you. I don't know, maybe it's machlokes in the prices. But if, as the Gemara is soon going to suggest, that no, it's Rav Acha's interpretation of the Braisa, meaning, in a moment we'll see that we, in fact, have an alternative interpretation of the Braisa, in fact, maybe more than one, right? We have two interpretations, such that, as far as we're concerned, everything is fine and dandy. The Braisa, a daf ago, has an altogether different meaning, which does not contradict the braces that we brought an hour onwards. And that's why Rav Acha is, as it were, the one who's to blame. So we will see that in Mitzvah Shema after. But first, let's look the Rashi. So the Rashi is towards the top of the Omud. First word on the line, B'choylei Shomoyet. This is Rashi, B'choylei Shomoyet, the Sukkos. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, what's Rashi pointing out over here, as opposed to Pesach? Chol HaMoed Pesach is an altogether different story. So, for Chol HaMoed the Sukkos, Ma Hoyu Oimrim Bashir Hamusafin, the shir that you sing together with a korban, which shir was it? So, let's go slowly, and we'll see that it's not complicated. Barishin. What does it mean, Barishin? Says Rashi, don't make a mistake of thinking that means the first day of Yom Tov. Rather, the Yom Rishon, the Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed. Oimrim, which parak would we say? We would say Perek Choftes in Tehillim. Mizmor LeDavid, Havu LaShem Bnei Elim, Havu LaShem Kavoid VaOiz. Now, of course, this is a parak that's familiar with us. Nachum, would you like to sing it for us quickly? No, you pass. This is your opportunity for fame and glory or nothing. Your singing talents will be transmitted to America. No, you'd rather pass.
Yeah,
okay. In many shuls you don't sing. But this is the mizmah that we know that we say with our chassis and yitzis, we say for Torah, at least on Shabbos. Now, what's that got to do with sukkos? In fact, the word sukkos is not mentioned in this perek. So why is it mentioned? Why do we sing this parak? So Rashi says as follows: Oimrim Habul Hashem Kol HaMizmor, the entire Mizmor Al Shem is all about Shehayoim Tchilas Simchas Beis Hashoiva. That's now the title. Remember, there's no Simchas Beis Hashoiva on Yom Tov itself, but on Chol HaMoed there is. The connection between this perek and the first day of Chol HaMoed is because of the Simchas Beis Hashoiva, which, by the way, would explain to us why it is on the first day of Chol HaMoed, because this is the first day of Simchas Beis Hashoiva. Well, what's the connection? Dahainu Kovoid Va'oiz. Ah, that does appear in this perek. What does it say? When it says right in the beginning, Havu Lashem Kavoid V'Oiz, that's what's happening when you have the Simchas Beis Hashoiva. It's Kavoid and Oiz, Koyach as it were, for Kodesh Baruch Hu. U'Ba'Oisai Mizmor, and in that very same Mizmor, what does it say? Koyel Hashem Alamayim. Where does it say that? Koyel Hashem Alamayim. Kela Kovoid Hirim. Hashem Amayim Rabim. You passed away. So it mentions Mayim. So it's a connection between Kovoid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mayim. So what's that? That's the Zichur of the Shiva. Says Rashi, V'oisei Mizmor Koyel Hashem Al Amayim, quote, unquote, Al Shem, which refers to the Nisuch Amayim. So that's why on the first day we say Peret Chof Test. Okay, moving on. Next Rashi, it says on the Sheni, you say Ula Rosha Omar. Now Ula Rosha Omar is Perek Nun, but the words Ula Rosha Omar are actually in the middle. Perek Tazayin says Ula Rosha Omar Elokim Malachol Asaper Fuka. Kadosh Baruch Hu addresses the Rosha. Says Malachol Asaper Chukai, what are you doing relating my chukim? Who needs you? Atos Samesa Musa, you hated Musa, you never wanted chastise, you never wanted to improve. Okay, very nice. What's that got to do with Chol HaMoed? Says Rashi. Ula Rosha Omar. The Chol HaMizmor, the entire Mizmor is what? Divrei Kavushin Hain. What's Kavushin? Rebuke. Kibush can be rebuke, but it's his rebuke. It doesn't mean pickle, it doesn't mean either. Divrei Kavushin. Words of Musa, rebuke. The whole parak, the content of this parak of words of rebuke, who for? Lene'esofim, to those gathered, La'azora, in Yazora, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, La'mitzvahis Achag. Now, what does that mean? They've come to the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, the mitzvah being Oyle Regel, and we're giving them Musa? Why are we giving them Musa? Why are we giving them chastise? Says Rashi. These people come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Smechim, and they rejoice in Simchas Achad. They have a one big party. And we rebuke them, and we say what? Ma lecha lesaper chukai, quote unquote. Kloima. Lomo lecha. Lovoi lebayis zeh. Why are you coming to this bayis? Who needs you in the Beis HaMikdash? Im shar ami, with the rest of my nation. Im eincha choizer b'tshuva. If you're not choizer b'tshuva, and remember, we discussed early on in this parak, tshuva is a very central theme in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Of course, it comes in the back of Yom Kippur and the Yom HaNeroim. If you haven't been choizer b'tshuva, what are you doing here? Why are you coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Now, uba oisai mizmor ksiv. In that very same mizmor, it says towards the end of the parak, zeveach toida. Zevach leloikim toida v'shalem leelyon nedorecha. That it says in Perek Apostle Yud Dalet. It says Zevach leloikim toida, sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu your korban toida v'shalem leelyon and pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu your nedorim. Now what does that mean? It says Rashi Al Shechag HaSukkos, because Chag HaSukkos is what? Man Baal Ta'acher. What does it mean, Baal Ta'acher? There is an Issa to delay. What does it mean, an Issa to delay? What happens at the beginning of the year, meaning Chodesh Nisan, which is called the beginning of the year, that's the first month, you declare that you want to bring a korban. You want to dedicate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. But you did not specify when you're going to bring it, or by when you're going to bring it. What's the halacha? You have maximum of 3 yomim tovim, following which you have transgressed the iska of bal ta'achir. Ta'achir means to delay. Which means that if you made your promise at the beginning of the year, then when's your time up? Sukkos. Which means it's very appropriate, therefore, this pasuk for Sukkos. Sacrifice your tovim v'shalem and pay up your nedarim. If you've made a neder, you've undertaken a vow that I'm going to dedicate a korban, then this is the zman. So you clearly see from this pasuk that which yom tov is being alluded to. Sukkos. That's what Rashi says. Al shechag sukkos zman bal ta'acher hu. That is the zman of the issa called bal ta'acher. You should not delay l'sholosh regalim kesidron. If you go the 3 regalim in their order, meaning, technically speaking, there's nothing more significant about Sukkos than any other Yom Tov with regard to Baal Ta'achir. Meaning, if somebody will make a neder, not today. If somebody will make a neder today, when have you got till Sukkos? Because the next Yom Tov is Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkos. But if you would make a neder in the middle of Chodesh Elul to bring a korban, when have you got till? Then the next Yom Tov is Sukkos, then Pesach, and then Shavuos. So why is Sukkos singled out as being the Baal Ta'acher korban? So as Rashi adds this extra word, L'sholosh regalim kesidron. Because if you spell out the order of the L'sholosh regalim, if I ask you what the L'sholosh regalim, what would you say first? Pesach. First month of the year, Torah says, Rosh Chodoshim, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim. Nisan is called in the Torah the first month. So that at least if you look at the L'sholosh regalim, Kesidron, in their correct order, then indeed Sukkos is the last chag. Says Rashi in conclusion, the Soifa Mizmor. And once again, how does the Mizmor conclude? It says, Zeveach Toido Yechabdonani V'som Derech Arenu B'yesh Elokim. Again, it talks about being Zeveach Toido, sacrificing a Toido. When does a person have to sacrifice a Toido? He commits himself to dedicating this korban, so he has 3 yom tovim to do it. Therefore, Rashi says that therefore is an appropriate theme once again for sukkahs, specifically referring to those people who have not been chayzer b'tshuva. Therefore, that's what we're telling the Musa. Who needs you over here? What are you doing over here? Okay, that is the second day. Now, the third day is a little bit complicated because here we split a perek into two. We have the perek of Keil Mekomos Hashem, Keil Mekomos Seifia, which we know again from Hayom Yom. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Vashlishi Maho Yoimrim, Mi Yokum Li Imareim. Now, Mi Yokim Li Imareim is the middle of the perek. Pasuk says Zayin, says, Mi Yokim Li Imareim. On the next day, when it says, Bravi Maho Yoimrim, Binu Boyarim Bom, that's towards the beginning of the perek. Perek Ches, it says, Binu Boyarim Ba'om. Uchsim Motes Teshilu, until, presumably, until the words, V'acharav Kol Yishrei Lei, which are followed by Miyokum Li. So on the third day, where are we beginning from? Miyokum Li Mare. Why? Says Rashi. Miyokum Li Mare. Ubinu Boyarim, quote unquote. So too the words Ubinu Boyarim, says Rashi, B'mizmor Echod Heim. They are really all one mizmor. It's all Tehillim Sadi Dalit. Ubinu Boyarim, quote unquote, is Muktam. What does Muktam mean? Earlier on, that's the first half. Umiyokum li, quote unquote, is mu'uchar, is later on, and for some reason, says Rashi, v'heim makdimim es ha'mu'uchar. What does that mean? They precede that which is later. In other words, you first say the second half of the perek, and you only then say the first half of the perek. Does that make sense? Where she said, give me a puzzled look. That's what we're doing. On the third day, where are we beginning? From the second half. And then we go back. So in reversal, that's what it means. We're makdim the mu'ucha. We're bringing up early that which is in fact later. Okay. Now, v'nira be'inai. Says Rashi, it appears in my eyes that the explanation is as follows. Ipnei sheparashas Miyokum Li, quote unquote. The parasha of Miyokum Li, which is the second half of this perek, deals with what? Medaberes speaks about Al Tzoroison, about the Tzorois of who? Of Klal Yisrael. Shehoyu Meshu'a Bodim. Oh, Amash in Yonah Diyoma. Babayis Sheini. Tachas Malke. Poras, Umalche Yovon, Umalche Roimi, all the various different kingdoms, whether it be Persia, Greek, Rome, Vafo Peking. And nonetheless, Einom Nimnoim, they do not refrain, Milismoyach, from rejoicing, Simchas, Malkom, the Simcha of their king. In other words, even though they're in Golos, or even though at least they have a base on Migdosh, but they're being persecuted by all the different non-Jewish kingdoms, Persia, Greek, etc., etc. Nonetheless, the Mestameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umispalalim, and that's why we daven, Mi Yokum Lonu, who will rise up for us, Lahatzilenu, to save us min hamareim ho'ela. What does mareim mean? The ones who are doing ra. The ones who are doing these evildoers. Lulei Hashem, that's the next pasuk in pasuk Yud Zayin. Lulei Hashem ezroso li. without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping me, kim'at shochna dumo nafshi, then I'm finished. Imomarti moto ragli, etc., etc. How does it carry on? Beroiv sarapai bekirbi tanchomecho yishashu nafshi kloima. All of that is a quote. What does that all mean? Kloima. Aflafitziroseinu. Even in our difficulties, ein onu nimnoin milovoi lehishtasheya, to rejoice tanchomecho in your comforting. In other words, we haven't given up. We haven't said, right, that's it, forget it, we just give up. Kodesh Baruch Hu clearly has abandoned us. No! We're still Sameach, we still believe, we still have Emuno, like we say in Mr. Hashem tomorrow night. Lahagid v'boiker chasdecho, v'emunoscho, v'leilois, even when it's dark, meaning it's golos, we don't see necessarily clearly Yad Hashem, but we still have Emuno, which gets us through. What do we say, by the way, immediately after Shema in davening? So in the morning you say, Yatziv, V'nochayim, V'kayom, V'yosho, V'nehemon, V'ol, V'chove, all guns of Rosh. What do you say at night? The Emuna pulls us. Because in the morning, as in the Geula, what do we see? Everything's just fine and wonderful. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes, V'yatziv, V'nochayim, V'kayom, V'yosho, V'nehemon, V'ol, V'chachmo, we see everything. But in the night we don't necessarily know. What do we see? The emunah calls us. We have the emunah that gets us through. That's what this pasuk is saying. Even though we're being persecuted by the various goyim, but we haven't given up, and we're still rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rashi has not specifically explained at the moment what's this got to do with Sukkos. Well, it's a very beautiful parak of Tehillim, where Rashi is telling us that the theme, at least in the second half, is Mi yokum li emireim, who can possibly rise up against my enemies? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't given up on him. Beautiful. What's that got to do with Sukkah specifically? Rashi did not explain. Okay, but at least that's what we're saying on which day of Chol HaMoed? Third day. Now, in the fourth day, what do? We go back to the first half, where we say Binu Boyarim Ba'om. What does that mean? Says Rashi on the second wide line. Ulamochar, on the next day, i.e., which day? On the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, Binu Boyarim Ba'om, quote unquote. What does that mean? Ipnei She'achshov Zman Matonois Aniyim. This is the time where we give gifts to poor people. Why is that? Shehu Zman Osif. We know that Sukkot is called Chag HaOsif. That's when you gather in all of your harvest. In which case, it is the Zman of Leket, Shikho, Upeyo, Umaisaoni. Now that you've gathered in all your produce, that's when all of these matonis to the Evyonim, to the Aniyim, will apply. When it gets towards the last days, Shehem Kroivim Lifroish, where they are about to depart, Veloshuv Lebotehem, and return to the houses. That's why it's coming towards the end of Yom Tov now, which explains, by the way, why it's the fourth day, which is really the fifth day of Yom Tov altogether. If you're in the second half of Yom Tov, you're in the home straight. So now we say to Klal Yisrael, listen, you're soon going to be heading homewards, and therefore what? Koirin lifneihem. That's how we have to recite this pasuk in front of them. Lohichichom, to rebuke them, to encourage them to do what? Sheya'asru kara'u. Take maizes and give your matalis in the appropriate way. Vaf al pi sheha maizros betzino. And even though maizros is something which is done in private, Nonetheless, they shouldn't say, Miroyenu Umiyoidenu. Who sees us? Who knows? How do you know whether I'm going to give Maisa or not giving Maisa? That's where this Pasuk of Tehillim steps in. Lekach Omer, quote unquote, Binu Boyarim Baom. Shoimrim Belibom. There are those who say in their hearts, Mi Yagid Ma'asenu. Who will relate our acts? In other words, who knows what I do in the storehouse or in the grain house? Nobody knows. Hanuiteya Oizen Haloyishma. That's what it says in the next pasuk. Who's the Noiteya Oizen? Haloyishma. Haloyishma. It jolly well will be heard. Who by? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it says, Im yotzer ayin halo yabit, hayoster goyim halo yoychiach ad miyol lokumlis. I mean, the theme of this parak is, don't think that you can get away. Listen, it's in the field, in the grain house, nobody sees, it's not in public, nobody knows what I'm doing. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will jolly well see what's going on, because this is the time of year that we're taking Matonis La'aniyim. Matonis La'aniyim, that's why this half of the parak is recited. So again, the second half of the parak discusses Klal Yisrael's Simcha despite the Tzoreis. The first half of the parak discusses the Zman of Matonis La'aniyim. So I believe now we're up to the fifth day, and the fifth day takes us to Perek Pei Aleph. Lamnatzeach al Agitis laOsof, which is of course also familiar to us. It's one of the Shir Shalyims of the week. Bachamishi we say Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. That's over here. Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin. Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Divrei Tanchumin Hein. This perek's theme is their words of comfort, i.e., Im tizku batsoro, koroso va'achaltzecho. That's the lashon of the pasuk over here. Koroso va'achaltzecho, e'encho b'seiser ra'am, evchoncho almei merivo. Al hamayim, says Rashi, shenidoinin aleihem b'chag. This is all referring to the water. When are we judged for the year concerning our water? That's what we daven for mayim, mashiv ruach, mer nageshem. Therefore, what? Lefi ma she ani boichencha efsoik lecha. Lefi ma she ani boichencha efsoik lecha. In accordance with what I decide to allocate you, that's what you'll have. No more and no less. Al shame, because says Rashi, shemispalalin al agashomim, because we daven for rainfall, the tzrichim lohem, and we need it. Therefore, v'ksiv b'mizmor zeh, onoichi Hashem olekecho amalchom eretz Mitzrayim. That's how this perek continues. Harchev picho v'amal ehu, widen your mouth and I will fill it. She'eshlach lochem brocha. So in other words, the theme of this parak is the bracha that you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that at Sukkot, this is the time of year where you need bracha. Which bracha specifically? Geshem Mayim. And that's what the theme of this parak is all about. And it concludes, says Rashi, V'sleif HaMizmor, and it says, V'yachileu mechelev chito mitzashem, you'll be eating from the wheat, umitzur dvash, asviekon, you'll be satiated with the dvash. But that's the theme of this parak. The theme of this parak is the nechama for Klal Yisrael, that you will be zeicha to brochas, and specifically the brocha of Geshem at this time of year. Finally, we get to the very next parak, which is parak pei beis. And on the sixth day, what do we say? Yemaitu kol moiste aretz. That is Perek Pei Beis in Pasuk Hey. What is the relevance of that? Says Rashi, b'mizmor Elohim nitzov ba'adas keil. Kadosh Baruch Hu stands, as it were, in the community of God. V'oimrim kol ha'mizmor. Why are we saying all of this mizmor again? Al shem because shekosuv boy oni v'rosh hatzdiku li. Oni v'rosh hatzdiku. What does the oni v'rosh mean? What's a rosh? Poor person. Oni v'rosh hatziku. What is that referring to? Once again, elu maestros. These are the maestros. So this is now a further reminder for Klal Yisrael to worry about the oni and the rosh. Why is it referring to maestros? Says Rashi, shekachu nidrash b'chulin. Because this is the way it's interpreted in the Gemara in Chulin. Tzedek Mishalcha. The Ten Loi, the Perek HaZareah. In Perek HaZareah, it quotes these psukim and it tells us that what? This is referring to Maitras. Lo yodu v'lo yovinu. That's pasuk hey. Umi she'enoi noisen liboy lahovin lakach. If somebody doesn't pay attention and his heart towards this, what will happen? How does it continue? Bachashecha yisalochu. He will go in dark, which is a rather scary thing. Zu misa. That's death. For the Tanan, as it says in Ovos, ba'arba prokim hadever misrabe. So there are four times of year where Dever, there is a plague that can be on the increase, and one of them is the Moitzei HaChag at the end of Sukkot. Why is that a dangerous time of year? Shebechol Hashana mipnei Gezel. The Moitzei HaChag shebechol Shana Motzei Sukkot of every year mipnei Gezel Matonos Aniyim. Because this is the time of year that Klal Yisrael might be held accountable for not giving the matanos aniyim. Why dafka now? As you said before, because this is the right time of year for that. The goyrim klola lo'olam, and he brings about curse to the world. The ra'ovoin and hunger shiyomutu kol afsei aretz. That's what it means, yomutu or yomaitu. That all of the world will be yomaitu, will collapse. Yomaitu is to collapse. Therefore, again, this parak is very sharp rebuke. Beware. If you don't take maestros at this time of year, then it could cause terrible consequences. There'll be dever and you might have called afsirat. But those are the 6 days of Chol HaMoed. Now, says Rashi, V'im chal Shabbos ve'echod mehem. If Shabbos is chal on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, V'dochu shir ha-moyed, it would therefore push away that day's shir of moyed. Why? Milifnei shir Shabbos, in place of the shir of Shabbos, which is which one? Mizmor shir yom ha-Shabbos. So what happens? Yemoitu yitchem. Then the perak of Yemoitu will be pushed off, says Rashi. Shehu shir achra. That is the last shir, the nitzel you pushed off. Why? The pnei she'amru be'echod b'shabbos shir shehayro uloimar esmo. Because we're going to have to say on be'echod b'shabbos. What's be'echod b'shabbos? On Sunday, we're going to have to really say the shir that was supposed to have been said the day before on Shabbos, but it wasn't said. So everything gets pushed off. Now, if we don't miss out anything, we just push off everything. That's what Rashi says now. She'ein medalgin seder hashir. We're not medalgin. What does it mean we're not medalgin? We do not skip anything. In other words, we don't say, listen, Shabbos fell on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, so I'm very sorry, the fourth day's shir will have to go. No, I don't do that. Rather, what do? On the first day, on Sunday, I will say whatever should have been said yesterday. Ubasheni, and in turn, what will I say on Monday? Shir shel Echol b'Shabbos, the shir that should have said, been said on Sunday, etc., etc., etc. Nimsa Nefer comes out, Ho Acharein Nidche, the last one will be pushed off. Now, if you look back into the Gemara, it says in the Gemara, Rav Safra Manach Behu Simona. Rav Safra had a simon, which was Humbahi. What's Humbahi? Says Rashi. Humbahi. Simon Seder HaParashesu. It is a simon to recall all the different shiras. Umachlif Lahaktim Hasiroisi Labinu Boyarim Bom. In other words, Binu Boyarim Bom was said on the fourth day. Hasiroisi was only said on the fifth day. But if you look at this simon, what does Humbahi stand for? What's the hay? Havul Hashem. Vav? Vav Rasha. Mem? Now, the hay, the base is Binu Boyarim Ba'am. The hay is Hasi Raisi, and Yod is Yemoitu. So,
is the
next
Rashi.
Oh, I want to know. Sorry. Humbahi is the right Seder. Rav Papa says the Gemara. Rav Papa Manach Bu Samna Humhabi. So he switched the base and the hay. That's what Rashi is saying. For whatever reason, he switched the hay, the Hasi Raisi, to the Binu Boyarim Ba'om. So which one do we hold on? Says the Gemara, Vesimone. And if you want to know how, which one is Rav Safra's and which one is Rav Papa, there's an easy way to remember Vesimone. Ambuha de Sifri. The word Sifri obviously sounds like the word Safra. So Safra, Rav Safra's Simra, was something like Ambuha or Humbahi. And that's how you remember it. But in other words, the base before the hay. Now, what is the phrase Ambuha de Sifri? Says Rashi, what will be your sign? Shaloi tite. You shouldn't make a mistake. Eze simon shorav safra. The answer is Ambuha de Sifri. Gedude anoshim venoshim. These are groups of men and women. Regilim lahalech, who used to go for a walk. V'movui shel malamdei tinoikim. And some sort of cul-de-sac or some area where the rebbes of the schools used to be found. Shatinoikos ba'avoyseim ve'imoyseim, the children, the fathers, the mothers, mitsuyim etzlom, are found there. That's what the Ambuha de Sifri is. Afkan, so too, what it means is me sheshmoi Safra hoyosimona humbahi shedoyme, which is similar to Tevas Ambuha. Okay, so that's how I remember it's from Safra Simon. But why is all of this Gemara brought? Because I see that when Shabbos is Chalul Chol Moed, what happened to the Shira that day? Cancelled. Says Rashi, Tiyubta Durab Asa. This is a disproof of a Racha. The Omar Toikin Al Kol Musaf. Racha told us that you'd be Toikeya separately for every single Korban Musaf Alma. In which case, the Omar Lekol Echod Shirei. So therefore you'd say a separate shir for each and every one. And yet, v'hacha k'toni yemoitu yidche. And yet, over here it says that one gets pushed off. Alma, what do you see? That loy omru b'shabbos shel chol hamoed ela. So I see, not like Rav Acha, I see that when it comes to Shabbos, the only shir that I will sing is the Shabbos shir, and not that day's shir, and that's why it gets pushed off to tomorrow, which means at the end one falls off, and that's Yemoitu. So Rav Acha is roundly and soundly disproved. Now, says the Gemara, V'ho Rav Achar Bar Chanina Kro Umasnisa Ka'omar? Question mark. What's the Gemara asking?
Did he come with a posuk?
He came with a posuk and he came with a braisa. Remember, the braisa said admittedly some vague words. He brought a posuk and it says Hakoil Lefi Hamusofin Toikin. What does that mean? Hakoyel l'fiya mustaf in Turkey. So how did Rav Acha understand that? One for each Musaf. L'fiya mustafin means in accordance with a number of Musafin, thus you would be Turkeya a number of times. If it's two, then twice. If it's three, it's three times. Okay. So if that's the Braisa, which is, by the way, based on Apostle, so what on earth are you trying to prove by bringing a Braisa and saying Rav Acha is wrong? Well, what's it going to do with Rav Acha? Rav Acha is Apostle, as explained by the Braisa. Says the Gemara, no. Because that is Rav Acha's interpretation of the Braisa. That who says that's the correct one? Who says the correct interpretation? Omar Avina Loima. Do you know what this braisa comes to teach us? Not as Rav Acha understood. How did Rav Acha understand? Twice. Two musafin, two tkiyos, and two shirois. Or three musafin, three. Says Ravina, no, that's not what it means, lefiha musafin toikin. Do you know what it means, lefiha musafin toikin? Shema'arichin betkiyos. What does ma'arichin betkiyos mean? They would lengthen them, they wouldn't repeat them. You're right, we certainly have a pasuk and we certainly have a braisa, that's non-deniable. But you want to know what pshat in the braisa is? When it says lefiha musafin toikin, it doesn't mean however many musafin there were, that decides how many tekiyos. How many? There's only one set. How long the tekiyos was? Yeah, that's a different story. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Says Rashi. Omer Avina loyma shemarech tekiyos. Braisa katoni stoma. What does that mean, braisa katoni stoma? So braisa just tells you in rather vague manner. What did it say? Quote unquote, Hakoil Lafi Amusafin Taikin. Four words. Hakoil Lafi Amusafin Taikin. Now, Rav Acha Pirsha. Rav Acha explains, he decided that what does the explanation mean? She Taikin Al Kol Musaf. That you blow separately for every single Musaf. No. Says Ravina, I'm sorry to tell you, you got it wrong. Veloy. He should not have explained it in this manner. Devadai ein oimer elosh shir echot. Because you certainly only say one shir, as we have managed to prove where? In the prices that we brought. Sorry. The ein kan eloteisha tkiyos. There are only nine. Remember, how many in each set? Nine. So Rav Acha maintained, if you have two mustafin, what do? If you have 18, if there's three, there's 27. It's not true. There's only nine. L'shloisha pirke hashir, to the three parts of the shir. Remember, each set is a tarat. Three times three is nine. That's all there is. Ubraiz? You want to know what pshat in a braisa is? Not like Rav Acha. Komash malon shema'arich. He has to elongate. V'meshech atkiyos k'sheyesh shnei musafin. They used to say the shir after they did the nesachim of both, and they did extra lengthy tekiyos to show that what? So there were two mustafin. So when the Brisa says akoyel lefi mustafin toikin, it doesn't mean that we repeated the tekiyos. There's only one set of tekiyos, only one set of shir. Rather, we lengthened the tekiyos. That's one interpretation. Says the Gemara, Rabbonon de Kesari. The Rabbonon in Caesarea, Mishmei de Rabbi Acha Omri, Loima Shemarbe Betoikin. What does Marbe mean? You have more people in the band. Again, Hakoil Lafi Amusafin Toikin is a very vague expression. You would blow in accordance with the number of Musafin. Shabbat understood that means it's referring to the amount of tzkiyas. You say, no, it's either the length of the tzkiyas or how many people were blowing. Says Rashi. Shemar b'betoikin shemoisifin chatzoitzrois. We would add extra trumpets, b'toikin yachad, v'kulu chad michshavi. But it's all considered like one. In other words, the fact that you have a number of people blowing doesn't mean you're blowing more tekiyos. It's all like one. Tznan be'erichin, it says quite clearly, erichin ein poichasim mishticha tzoitzrois. You never have less than two trumpets, v'teisha kinoirois, and nine harps or violins. U'moisifin ad la'olam. How many can you have? What's the maximum?
No maximum.
There is a minimum. I don't care basically how many people you have in the orchestra, minimum of two or nine. You can have as many as you like, it's all considered one tekiyos. Therefore we have two, or actually altogether three different interpretations of the Braisa. When the Braisa is Akoy Lefi Amusafin Toikin, Rav Acha understood it means how many tekiyos we're blowing. We disprove that. There's only one. Only one shir, only one set of tekiyos. Rather, we have two alternative suggestions, either the length of tekiyos that's being discussed, or how many people were blowing them, but not the amount. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll battle against the rain over here. Discuss Geshem.
You say here that by Rav at the end.